Great day, everybody. Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. My name is Omar Mohammed, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. This is a different way to really highlight some of the resources that we have here at the Morgan State University. The Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, resources that we have for formerly incarcerated individuals. Let me first by saying that the Breakthrough Podcast is a podcast. It is powered through Minority Business Development Agency, MBDA. So this is the first time we're going to do it this way, where we're bringing resources to you. Many individuals are asking, you know, what is this RIDE program all about? What resources do you have? Well, I'm about to go through what we do for formerly incarcerated individuals and walk you through where you can find information about the activities that we currently have. So with that said, let's go right through it. All right, so if you go to the website edacmorgan.com, edacmorgan.com, as you see here, you'll be able to see, let me actually go to the first part of the website. So you'll be able to see the mission. So as you can see, you know, we work with a number of individuals, and we have a number of events for our students, faculty, and staff, as well as the community. So here is what we're focused more on today, and that is the RIDE program. So just going to click on the RIDE program, and it takes you back to the page where we first started. And this is about, tells you more about the RIDE program. So this particular flyer or image was an event that we did last year. We had an illustrator capture some of the comments from the speakers. So you'll have opportunity to see that as well. And I'm just going to go through some of this. So I mentioned that we're located at Morgan State University. It's housed the RIDE program, which stands for Return as Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. We call it RIDE for short. It's housed at Morgan State University, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. Yep, we got these long names, and you know, we call it EDAC for short. And some of the activities that we have are listed here, but you know, I like more graphics. So I'm going to actually download our marketing piece, and I'm just going to go through each one of these. So if you see something that resonates with you, you can always go to, we have a link tree as well with all of the applications that you can have. Here we are. So all of the applications. So if you just click link tree, or just go to linktr.ee/EDAC Morgan RIDE. And the reason I'm spelling everything out is because we do this audio as well. All right, so then this will tell you some of the activities that we have. So I want to go back to the postcard here. So of course we have the podcast co-hosted with myself and Leon Robinson IV. We've been doing this now for, this is year number three or season number three, however you like to say it. So the podcast, we bring on resources, what I'm doing here today. We also have resources from other organizations that are working with formerly incarcerated individuals. Excuse me. And we also bring on formerly incarcerated individuals who are now entrepreneurs. And they get to share their story on the trials and tribulations that they have had, and you know, successes that they have had as a business owner. So we do that podcast. We record two episodes the second Tuesday of each month. So if you're interested in being on the podcast, we, as you can see, we do visual and we also do audio for those individuals who want to listen while they're working out, doing some other work, or just going for a nice walk. So you'll have opportunity to be a part of that. And it airs the last Monday of the month at 4:30. So that's the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. We're all actually gearing up for what we call meetups or continuing education. Individuals who have participated in the entrepreneurial bootcamp over the last 2 years are now looking for some additional resources. So we're going to start these meetups, continuing education. They will be in person. Yep, they will be in person. So they give individuals an opportunity to network with each other, as well as we'll bring in some resource providers, some individuals who are helping others develop some skill building. So that will take place at these meetups. The entrepreneurial bootcamps, if you are an organization that has 10 or more individuals that are interested in entrepreneurship, we will come to you. That's right. We will come to your organization to work with your population. One, you know your population better than we do. And secondly, if you're looking for new programming, especially around entrepreneurship, we'll come in and do a 2 to 3 hour bootcamp where we'll talk about the journeys of entrepreneurship, how to get started, how to expand your business. And it's also will provide some financial resources for pitch competitions. So, you know, as we're going through the process and the participants are tuned in, those who have a business idea or are already in business, you know, we will give them an opportunity to pitch their idea and we'll select a winner from there. So if you're interested in that, just head on over to this link tree. And we have the training, the 3 hour entrepreneurial training, you know, so you can go there. All right. Room to Grow. This is one of the newer initiatives from last year. So it's really an effort to work with those individuals who already have a business. We meet with them on a monthly basis. We provide them with some feedback. So how it works is the entrepreneur comes with the goals that they're looking to do for, let's say, 30, 60, 90 days. And then my team and I, we will work with them on giving them feedback. So every time we meet with them, they have to come with something. They have to come with, all right, this is what I accomplished, or these are the challenges that I've had. What advice can you give me? So this is a great opportunity for individuals who are already in business that need that extra set of eyes, if you will. So your sounding board, your advisory board, so that they can obtain information to help them to provide some room for them to grow in their business. So it's just not them in their business, but we're working with them to help them along the way. So that's the Room to Grow initiative. So if you know of any entrepreneur that's interested in participating, you know, just shoot us an email. I don't believe this is on. Nope, I need to add that on there. So it's not on there. It's not on the link tree, but you can email me if you're interested or if you know of individuals that will be great for this Room to Grow initiative. It's omar@edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. As well, if you know of any business owner or individual that may have a business idea, we have these one-on-one business counseling. So we have some great entrepreneurs who are working with us to do business counseling. So if you have a business idea that you need to explore more, or if you currently are in business and need access, let's say access to a person to help you do email marketing, then we can identify that person to provide you with some resources around email marketing, training around email marketing. Jumping over to the special, let me back up. So if you know of anybody, just shoot me an email. Let me know what they're looking for. And then I will connect them with an entrepreneur who can assist them. All right, jumping over to specialized training, and we do have a link for that. We call it the Rehab Project, getting individuals in a real estate training, really renovation business. So if you know of anybody that's interested in participating, they can just go to this Linktree and click on the Rehab Project. So this is an initiative that we're partnering with a local entrepreneur, formerly incarcerated individual who's looking to give back to individuals. So if you're interested in being part of that, just click on the link and we'll get you connected. Our annual event takes place each August. This year, we did a hybrid. We actually had people virtually online, and then we had some individuals at a location. So we'll do that again. So it was an opportunity to hear from individuals about their journey around entrepreneurship, some testimonies, and we actually gave out some awards as well. So that annual event will take place in August of 2023. And along with the annual event, we did some research. Dr. Paul Archibald was responsible for that, and he shared that information at the annual event. And actually, we will add the playback. Yep, so let me make a note in my mind that we need to add the playback of the annual event to our website so that you can have an opportunity to see the event unfold. And this year we're doing something called the Gallup Builder Profile. So all individuals who are in the Entrepreneurship Bootcamp, as well as the business counseling and Room to Grow, and even the specialized, well, everybody that we come in contact with now that I think about it, will have an opportunity to take an assessment called the Builder Profile. It's put on through Gallup, and it's an opportunity to see where your entrepreneurial talents are and how to use those entrepreneurial talents in your particular business. So we'll make sure that everybody who that we come in contact with will receive an assessment, no cost to them. Again, if you're interested in this, you can always email me at omar@edacmorgan.com. Or if you see any of the data points here that I'm mentioning, you could just click on that and someone will get back to you on that. Last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, we developed a relationship with the Returning Citizens Magazine. So what we do is we provide, we highlight a formerly incarcerated individual who's an entrepreneur. We also write an article for this population, this magazine rather, to send to their population. Some of the individuals are behind bars and some of the individuals are not behind bars. So we're looking to continue that effort as well. I also do a what we call RIDE University. So I provide two to three videos each month, and it's really brief videos on some aspect of entrepreneurship. The recent ones we did about inspiration. Where do you get inspiration as an entrepreneur? How to develop a website is another one that we did. So it's really quick in and out resources, how to, similar to what we're doing here, you know, going to different websites so that individuals can see resources to help them along the way. All right. And our focus, as you see here, is entrepreneurship. We do partner with our own. We have an advisory board, just like the Room to Grow. We have an advisory board because we want to make sure that we're providing great detailed information to really help individuals along the way. We also are a part of the Maryland Statewide Alliance for Returning Citizens. And each month we do a share out. And these are, I'm not sure how many organizations, but it's a lot of organizations that are really providing resources back to the population of formerly incarcerated individuals. So we work with these two organizations, our own advisory board, and it's also Maryland statewide, MSARC for short, really provide resources to help us help other individuals. All right, and to learn more, this is just a QR code that we have. So I do want to go back to, let's go back to the website. So again, if you're trying to reach me, my email is omar@edacmorgan.com. You know the website, we're located on the campus of Morgan State University. However, we do want to come out. We want to come out to your organization. If you are working with formerly incarcerated individuals and you're looking to have entrepreneurship as part of that, your offerings, please reach out to us. Just want to just show, so we do the Breakthrough Podcast, like what I'm doing here now. And right now we have a couple of podcasts that we've done in the past. And you could just click on it and you can hear that. We also have the video. So we also have the video version of that. So this is No Struggle, No Success. We interviewed them last time. And you can look at the person here or category that we may have. It's mostly the people's names. And yeah, we go all the way back to January of 2022 with this. And then Ride University, this is what I was referring to, those quick videos. Ride University presents your website as a cash register. So really quick information, how-to videos. And then on the side, you have the categories right there. So that's Ride U. And then a magazine. The magazine. So we need, October. Let me click on it. So you get to see. So good resources coming from the Return to Citizens magazine. So it's full of some great resources. And as it is popping up, I want to go to the page that we're on. Yep, it's a big file, y'all. That's why it's taking a while. Actually, you know what? I'm not even sure. I don't think we were in this particular one. We were on a break, but as you can see, it's a ton of ton of resources here. We're normally on this page. Yeah, we weren't in this particular one. Let me go to, we weren't in October. We were definitely in September. Yeah, it's a big file. So it's going to take, but it's coming. It's coming. And we're normally on page 30 and 31. And you'll get to see that. Actually, let's just put 30 here. There we go. All right. So introducing Ride. So really just tell you who we are. And then we go into an article that I write. And then we go into highlighting a formerly incarcerated individual. And then if you can see this, let me just blow that up a little bit. So it goes back to Ride, and we're also on Instagram. So you'll have an opportunity to see that as well. All right, so that's Ride, that's the magazine. And the impact event. So we did two videos and we interviewed some of the individuals from the returning citizens. Some of the individuals who were part of the Realm to Grow initiative. This is Dr. Paul Archibald, and of course that's me. And we have a number of individuals. So if you want to hear what the conversation is, it was a roundtable discussion about being a formerly incarcerated individual, as well as being an entrepreneur. So now you have it. If you're looking for information about the RIDE program, you know, just click on edacmorgan.com, go to RIDE, and you'll get to see all the activities. You can determine where you want to go here, from the podcast to RIDE University, to the magazine, to the impact. You'll have all that great information. All right. So again, if you want to be a guest on this particular platform, please shoot me an email. Again, my email is Omar. I'm going to just pull it up for you. Here it is, omar@edacmorgan.com. Or better yet, just go to our link tree, and there is appear in a magazine, guest on Briefcase. Breakthrough podcast. Briefcase is one of my other podcasts. So guests for the Breakthrough podcast, you'll have an opportunity to do that as well. So until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. This is Mixed Lab Production.